The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good evening, and welcome to the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. This summer and year is flying by. Thank you. Holy Mother Church gives us the Bread of Life Discourse. This is now the third Sunday. We get it every 3 years in a cycle, and it goes on for 5 Sundays. So just a little bit of refreshing what we've heard. You know, 3 weeks ago, we heard the multiplication of the loaves. So Jesus fed the multitude with 2 loaves, okay? Then last week, if you remember, they follow Jesus. They go after him because of what he did for them. He gave them something physical to quench their hunger. Okay. And now we come in to now the third. There's 2 more Sundays after this. We'll read from this chapter. But what is going on here this week? So we heard about the earthly issues, the bread, the hunger, the manna. But things are really elevated this week. So just talking about earthly things, Jesus now starts to talk about divine things. He starts to tell us who he is. And he says, "I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. And if you eat my flesh, you will have eternal life." Those are radical notions. People even walked away because they didn't believe what he said. More importantly, they didn't understand. We have 2,000 years of church history and church fathers that kind of give us a leg up to have an understanding of what this is. But what does this mean for us today? And to help understand that, I want us to go back to the first reading in the first book of Kings regarding Elijah. So Elijah was a prophet, and we have to understand what was happening to him right before this reading. He had just fought a battle, if you will, almost a culture warrior. He was going after all the priests at that time that were worshiping and building altars to false gods. And he almost mimicked them. He says, "Call down your God, if your God is so powerful," to these priests who had strayed from Israel, from the true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he had told them, "I will show you who your God is." So he built a burnt offering, fire, put water around it, and he summoned the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And what happened? The Lord accepted, came down, these people repented. So he was constantly fighting. So now he goes under a broom tree. Anybody know what a broom tree is? It's interesting that the scriptures define it. But a broom tree is almost like a mesquite tree that we would see here in the desert in Arizona. Provides a lot of shade, does very well in arid environments, and the roots go down really deep in the earth to get all its nutrients. But anytime you see a broom tree in the scriptures, you know there's going to be a divine encounter that will be happening there. But what happens to Elijah? He's done all this battle. He fought it with all these priests. And what does he say to God? He says, I'm done. He says, take my life. He didn't want to go on. Think about ourselves. Think about situations in your lives, present today, where we are like Elijah, that we tell God, I can't go on. Maybe it's a loss of a spouse, a child, divorce, anxiety. We all know situations we're in. And we tell God, I can't go on. To me, this month has been very trying in the church. And one of the things that has really bothered me, this homily struggled even to prepare that, because of these new recent allegations that we hear in the news about new allegations of sexual abuse at the very highest levels of our church. Archbishop McCarrick, and now you continually see the daily flow of all these issues every day. So what does that do for me? I remember this back in 2002, all the issues we dealt with in our own diocese, issues that were dealt with even in this parish. And what do we say? Why, God? We cannot go on like this. Why is this happening? You feel horrible for the victims, for the people this has happened to. And it continues to come out and happen. And this is where we say, Lord, this cannot go on. Why have you allowed this to happen? Even now, as an ordained man myself, you feel embarrassment. You feel embarrassment because of the very people whom has been given trust have violated and hurt at the highest levels. It's painful. But the beauty is, we have good news. When Elijah did not want to go on, what happened? That angel whispered in his ears, go, there's the jug of water, and there's bread there, eat it. And he has to do it twice. But then the scripture says that bread sustained him, and he went for 40 days completing his mission. What is our antidote? We heard it in the gospel. It's the Eucharist. It's the bread. It's Jesus. Jesus is our source of our hope and our joy. We can never despair because of Jesus. If there's anything you remember from this homily, two words, Jesus Christ. He is the source. He is the bread of life. He's the one that through the hands and words of the priest changes the normal bread that fills our physical hunger and changes it, transubstantiation, to Jesus. It is not just a symbol, but Jesus is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. By the Lord doing that and giving us his gift, he's allowed us then to partake in his divine life. It's to give us the strength and the courage when we feel that we cannot go on, that we don't want to go on, our life. St. Ignatius of Antioch says that the antidote for death is the Holy Eucharist. When we approach the altar to receive Holy Communion, we need to ask him for whatever we need, but he's willing to give us so much more. But separation from the Eucharist is death. Is death. So we must understand that source is through Jesus. So while our bishops, priests, deacons, clergy, we may disappoint, but the Lord chose to use men to act as instruments to share in this divine life. But the source is not necessarily the priest. The source is Jesus Christ. When I performed the baptisms that I did this afternoon, it was my hands. I was pouring the water. They were my words. But Jesus was baptizing. It wasn't Billy baptizing. It was Jesus using me. He is the source. Without him, we could do nothing. Remember the apostles? When all those people showed up that were hungry and they told the Lord, they didn't have the clue what to do. It was Jesus that made the miracle to feed them. So we must continue to pray for our church. We know, as Jesus said, that the church will be on forever and the gates of hell will never prevail against it. But we must continue to pray for our Holy Father, to pray for our bishops, priests, teachers, all the clergy, and especially for the people of God, the people that have been hurt by these issues as more and more of these things come out, for healing and peace and reconciliation that only Christ can provide. So we receive the Lord through word, through the words of the gospel, hopefully through the homily, and also through Holy Communion. So as you come to receive communion today, receive and appreciate that gift that has come down from heaven as living bread to give you divine life and that will give you a peace that is beyond all understanding. And then we can be, as St. Paul says in that second reading, that we can act as children of God, filled in love with that fragrance of Christ. Amen.